Introduction from the editors. When I told my mom Anomalous was publishing an issue of Constraints for its 4th anniversary, she called me a dumbbell. How can a group of authors create worthwhile writing by dealing themselves 10 playing cards, she asked. I said, Mom, I get that you're not into constrained writing, but I think it'll be more fun than making s'mores at a 5-alarm fire. I told her that we were just following the Ulipo tradition, and those dudes were the bomb. So the editors got together, made each of those playing cards mean something else, and contacted a few of our favorite writers. For some of those writers, writing under constraint was like getting whacked with a freshman paddle. Others thought the insulation of the rules offered them unexpected freedom, like painting a portrait over the x-ray of a skull. At least one writer likened the experience to chewing ice. You could break your teeth getting hydrated that way. So despite my mom's concerns, we've posted this issue on the internet for your pleasure. We hope its magnificence doesn't crash your computer.
Skill, skill, skull. 1. Not many yards away, a thrush built her nest on the handle of a coal truck and reared 3 young. Not an outline, a volume. A volume without an outline. It's the house with the concrete steps, the foot lifting. It's the house inside the church. An outline without a volume. I think it's hospitality, but I can't be hospitable to myself. I must be waiting for someone. 2. Prepared or presented as though to function biologically, or as if to illustrate a textbook of anatomy or of dramatic expression. The person is taking off his or her coat while driving, or is speaking with a cough drop in his or her mouth. It looks like a ball, a bag, a bird, but it's a leaf floating uphill. Another day in a tree, 2 leaves, a bird and a leaf, 2 birds. 3. It's laminate exhaust milk mist or smoke and the flame wind embroidery. Look, no. Yeah. Oh, you're holding it. Here, wait. No, turn it around. There. The next day I put a net under the ice. The back and forth spreads out and vibrates. It's see-through and the only remaining visible element is scale. The objects soak up the comparison until they look identical. 4. How far is the person's front from his or her back? The inside almost touches the outside. Placement of the center point anywhere or many people with the same name. Who are you? I don't know, I never met you before. Something and the sound of something else worked in the following order. First the cloth stitch, then the lace ground and the ribbed wheels, the cut bars, wheels set close together in the middle, darned bars. The hand is larger than and in the same place as what it leaves. 5. The same day. The sky the same color as on another day. How could one know this? There are so many fixed parts knit with parts that change. You can move the upper jaw with your neck. 2 people embrace. 2 more people embrace. 4 people embrace. How long does it take? A body without a shadow. No surface blocking another, the effects of left and right. A hand, the impression is of a question because the hand is empty. 6. I already know the answer to any question I can ask myself. The person wasn't thinking what to say. He or she was waiting. Squares, moving into a corner. So it's elbow quilted, or water in the wrist at the edge of the mouth or bill. It's the person's name, but it's spelled wrong. Keys tied to his or her shoelace. 7. As a rule, the tongue handles terminate in a ball. I'm reading the name letter by letter. A shadow on a roof, a ruler taped to the window pane. It's an inch at this distance. Everyone's standing outside together in a line.
If you were to ask me what I wanted for Christmas, I would say that I was very wise to choose vitamins or something else completely unexpected. In fact, I would write my request for what I wanted on a piece of paper and place it on our tree, like a good person, and then I would thank you for all the blessings you'd brought to my life. It would look good on paper, I'd say, and then there would be less difficulty between us and less things in general to worry about. So, you were saying this thing to me at one time, and I was less and less fortunate at that point, I thought. It really was something that might have been breaking me, though. In fact, there wasn't much time. It was clear you were going to get to me, no matter what I did, no matter what I was going to do. It would be great, I'd often say to you, so that when the sun came out, and when we would get up in the morning, there would be something extra for us to do. A simple tarantula, for instance, could build something. And then we would find out what it would be, I'd say. That there is something to do is the point, I said. In fact, it was the perfect answer to the question that I was going to ask you that day. It was a rainy day. But how could I be sure, I asked. And then, just like that, there was something. And I could see that thing very clearly at that point, I thought. In fact, I was certain that things were falling into place. You could feel it. It was in the way you moved around the room. I could see you very clearly, and frankly, it took my breath away. My jaw, as you might have said once, was on the floor, totally on the floor. But I was in a funk. I needed to go home immediately. It is the middle of the night and there is nothing left for me to do, I said. I was in a panic. I stood beneath the spotlight. I announced myself. It was a show, I said. But what I really meant to say was that I stood in your way. I was on the street, which, incidentally, is nothing at all like the back of the room. Bombs away, I yelled. It was funny. I supposed at first that you felt the same way. The things we do, I again announced. And to think that I was just getting my feet wet. And all of this was supposed to have been done on a lark. We thought it was funny, remember? Putting things in perspective, I would say this as I ran around the room, as the clock continued to move forward. It was true at that point that I couldn't believe my own good luck. A fortunate feeling, I sang. Why, relay this good news to you? Why, yes, I certainly will, I agreed. But can anyone really compare to you with the way you go about your business? I wondered. I could see the water from where I was standing on the street. It was a night like any other. In fact, there was still a lot to do, a lot to consider, I thought. One time, when I was looking at the things I had to do, I came up with something I wanted to say to you. It was fun to think about. I was, however, feeling a little bit under the weather. So I was looking for this particular book. It was funny to say that I'd started from the very place I'd previously left off. It's the order of events that haunts me. How we will have to choose how to house and store the things we have, I said. We have so much, I said to you. It's perfect, I was thinking. Nothing haunts me the way you do. But putting things together in such an obvious way was kind of a drag, I thought. Which was not to say that I was in any way different from anything else that had happened up to that point. I didn't have to tell you that, but I did tell you that. I told you what I wanted you to hear. I told you what I thought I wanted you to hear. So, you tell me that we are going to be taking a walk. I laugh because it is like you hold an x-ray over my heart, over my thoughts, over the way I feel. I hold my hands out to you. It's like you have something over me, I say. The morning was bright and sunny. However, this fear of the way I breathe, of my own respiration, always seems to take place at night. There is always something pulling at me, I think. I wake up in the middle of the night and I have to fight the feeling that there is something coming over me, that I am coming apart. I want to call you on the telephone, but it is too late at night. I can hear things. I am feeling at first that there is something important that I am about to remember. Things are quickly coming to the surface, I think. Suddenly, I notice that there is a little tear in the fabric on the couch. You are someone I think about often, I say. And what's more, there is a dial and a cup and other things that I find flawed in the kitchen. At some point, I decide to tell you all about the way I am feeling. I want to put myself, my personality, everything I feel before you, so you will see me. I met you on a Sunday, and the day was warm. It is true that there was something in the air. In fact, it was a very beautiful day. There is something in the air, I said, and it was a little bit funny, in a way, to think about. I was acting a little bit foolishly at that point, I thought. And really, there could have been anything there at that point, a totem pole, or another world, or a new you and me, anything. I work a lot and talk to you a lot, I think. Once it was a very peaceful place to live. There were flowers and trees and birds. Then you were on the corner waiting for me. You were waiting for me, I would say. In fact, I put the color back in my face by doing a lot of exercise, by breathing in and out in a nice and easy kind of rhythm. I have the whole world in my hands, I sang. I have a lot to live up to. In a lot of ways, it was already a really good day. And after a while, I thought I would tell you how I was feeling. But at that point, I was surprised because the whole neighborhood was up in arms, like a 5-alarm fire. And there were trucks and cars and sirens. And we had to get out of the house pretty fast.
Taro Ulipo 1. Handling bills, vitamining, upstage. Insulation torn within that zone, the bulimic dumbbell, its paddle. Taro Ulipo 1A. Children fair, strangely lithe, under the sculptor, his young one hand, its physical hoodwink. Taro Ulipo 2. Grip of the voter, tearing each paddler. Nesting vitamins, tarantula-like, the yield of iced vodka. Taro Ulipo 2A. Youthy motion, young hoodwinking the tall and strange, swords in a man that the man holds.
These things I have not seen have become me. A deck of cards and ransom chance. There is something even in the misspelling, this mistyping. Maybe mistakes matter more, because there is no matter to the idea of sense. Breakdown becomes everything. 8. Jumping refers physical action, propelling oneself rapidly upward. Momentum become airborne. Threads form out of gossamer chants. Language is listening. I am playing jump rope upwards. Signs are given to me, a form and a gif. Momentum is thrilling, beginning, propelling. 10. Heavily distributed concentrations cause to multiply and cover an area of skin such as the face, freckles, more commonly on before. A blemish or mark, I have always had them, more prominent in the sun, only those close enough to kiss me ever really notice them. Flaws seen close up disappear with distance. Keep everything and everyone at bay, and they will always think you are perfect. Only those who know you see the imperfections in everything. Disappearance is an effect of closeness removed. 6. Studies found. Unwarranted, increased, speed away from, lost time spent at, signs. Signs impose operating costs, longer than needed, time, excessive, consumption, and found safety, especially, may actually expect to run unnecessary signs. We need rules for order, but again, I have come against my limits. What I don't know cannot be made up through new language. The old sign must suffice. I ask a store clerk for an item. He asks if he can help me. The speed of listening increases without comprehension. In other words, we can no longer hear. I seem unable to make myself clear today. The safety of language is no longer listening. What I think I know may be true, may actually have the opposite effect. Four. Traffic grew by year, while the mean in users thought growth is often attributed to the lack of central administration, organic, non-propriety, open nature of the internet. Vendor inoperability, exerting too much control over world population. The expansion of knowledge and information floods through everything. News spreads like fire and misinformation. Is all-knowing innocent? I asked my students to reflect on how fast the news of the Boston bombings spread and what was reported. Internet sources repeated the violence, headlines touting repetition of blood. The repetition of difference may be in the surface of poetry. Change the use may produce an actual change. But language is not yet action. Those without a network wait. While there is a march in Paris, 2,000 are dead in Nigeria due to Boko Haram. But this news arrives rather late and fairly quietly. 9. Measures in physics, manufacturing, yield describing the plastic deformation, yield surface, album by Pearl Jam, yield, a traffic sign, terminal, structure, yield, a feature, yield, an element, the TV series, The Amazing Race. To give way and surrender by following what I am told. Abundance and a giving. Pop culture creeps in the end. The plastic of surface already seems a given. Give the sign that will yield meaning, but already the structure is failing inside of the play. All are ready before anything is said. Physics is a game too, just different from chess. Ludwig knew games by playing them. Already subject to culture, and I cannot give anything without the other contexts coming along. This is also language. 3. Insurgent groups employed assassination to further their causes. Several functions, name removal of specific as propaganda, focus, the, and politics. Too close to the present to comment? What is lost and what is gained in media exposure? Is the reverberation and exposure part of the plan? What is the function of ideology, and where is the beginning and ending of language? But what is the cause of something that seems causeless? How does violence impact language, and how does language impact violence? Is the thing I am seeing reported ever the cause or only the effect? What if there really is no causal nexus, Ludwig? 2. Sure decorative laminates produced using real surface. Examples of high pressure consists of molded and cured pressures. Pressure and measure. No one ever looks into the process, only the meaning. Building up and stripping down. File and fill. Is this really nonfiction? Somewhat like geology, formed in depth under heat and pressure. Crystals are larger, the difference between basalt and granite. Only marble is metamorphic. I liked geology for all the wrong reasons, rocks and poetics. I liked law for the same wrong reasons, embedded psychoanalysis and ideology found in truth. These things are not laminate, but may be formed under pressure, veneer, and surface. I have been warned against the variance and dichotomy of surface and depth. Stein preferred the surface of language. Compression is a new substance I am only learning to read. 5. Studies have young females read fashion magazines. Bulimic symptoms further demonstrates media the likelihood of developing individuals first buy into the ideals, transform order to reflect attractiveness. We are what we read. Everything I see, I want to take at face value, but repetition thins out the nouns. Names are used up and lose their meaning. The trap of ideology is laid, and at every turn the world repeats it to us. It is not the inability to escape language's cage, as Ludwig might have it, but it is the inability to escape the thought. Before someone speaks, I already assume what I think they know. I fit the world to what I see, but what I see is colored by what has already happened before. Newness is always a reinterpretation. 1. The pumice stone. Seeing perfectly became the French court of Versailles into a pencil-like shape. Trim the edges. Would not be, but would be placed by, used again. The pencil and the point that wears things down. I have been to Versailles. Of course it was French. Refinery of the simple. But I cannot refine what has been worn down already. Glass, stone, and diamond. The everyday cuts through a veneer of language used again and again. Existing in a different past. A self that had not become what I am now. Wear the word down. It begins again and again, says Stein. Instantly, the new becomes trend and fashion, and an old repetition carved to fit anticipations. The weight and shape of the stone is lost. Only recently have I decided to take care of my nails myself. 7. Ideas influential in shaping postmodern cosmopolitanism and multiculturalism recent. R.B. is Randolph Bourne, not Roland Barthes. Changing anticipation in lettering somewhat familiar. Some things are so well known while others are not. A flip of chance? What we come to know through history is only what didn't fall away in a different version of the story. We begin to see more by seeing what wasn't there. Some things have always been there. Maybe everything is always there. The ideology we can't see is the real one. Class struggle is not a construct, but exists through real tension, something I have reminded of when on my way to the airport. The cab driver, separating himself from others, refers to those people, assuming it is the truth of things as they are.
Ox hunger. None of that now. Just the steady plod of function, back and forth between crib and bed, baby in the crook of my elbow, and winter the one bulimic. Ice ravenous all night. Cold sun each morning scrawls a nail file line between curtain and sash, across snow knit fresh. But that's not right. Love's just turned from nude beach melee, drinks all night in your mouth a paradise, that desire, that devour, that purge and lonesome, into this midnight zone of mothering. I am a boat moored and bobbing. We are feed and soothe. We are totally in love with the storm that will quit before we even know it started.
Jennifer Carmen, Fear of Flying. 1. Greetings, Chairman Greed. Is make-believe transformation? Unsure of where to start, learn the location of all exits. Mention these accolades. Pick any card you win. 2. The district auction provides regional insulation. Well, it's high time we take a stand for every man. If the performance collapses, something traumatic may happen. 3. At the retired stop sign, did you say, "Hey, baby," or "Don't be a baby." A pool chair becomes a privilege. Desk plants boost productivity by 15%. 4. Your advisors of quilts laminate the command and unconscious fantasy at a special introductory price. For safety, follow these instructions. 5. Members of the 5-alarm fire prepare for Lady Macbeth plus Cleopatra in a collective tribal knit. You heard it here first. Federal regulations require the applicable functions. 6. Your vitamins of intelligence are a scientific FBI, external validation, remover of obstacles. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so.
Bomb by Emmett Stone. Let me drop some knowledge on you, a bomb, if you will. Ready? Here goes. Follow it down, letting the black and white trail behind. But what if it doesn't fall? What if I walk it into a crowd, hiding an I before an E, only, troublingly, after a C, triggering a smattering of red ink? How do you handle that? Hunt the words across the page, spewing more black and white. Oh, there it is again. Bomb. Whew. Cross it out, but it remains, a reminder of imperfection, or perhaps a beacon of failure. Man, get a grip. It's only a word. 4 smoothly curving symbols hanging in space. Or I could say that anyway. Here's this thing. Twist it, ring it out, and leave a big nothing with digital perfection. Nothing, because the bomb is simple. Exemplar extraordinaire of black or white, on or off, dead or alive, black or white, a vote, yea or nay, this or that, our will be done. A press of a button, a flick of a switch, 4 keystrokes in rapid staccato, and for a brief moment of ecstasy, sublime entropy works for us. The bomb disappears, surprise flames out and becomes cold, hard fact. But don't let that stop you. Don't cross it out this time. Erase it. Fill the void with more black and white. All you can see. Or rather not. The weight of the totem pole lifts for a time, but inevitably comes crashing down heavier than before. And it's not a love tap this time. This isn't some lady in leather paddling your erogenous zones and telling you how bad you've been. Greed and wrath have a laugh. Gravity triumphs and the pole buries you like you always knew it would. You followed the black down the white like a courier delivering your package. It's a heavy thing, never leaving a message, only a hole. Mom would be proud. Un Petit Mort by Emmett Stone. Obsession over your anxiety should be performed daily. Every day when your body is perhaps a little caffeinated, though not too much, because just think of what it's doing to your teeth, and is your urine supposed to smell like that? And when your mind is still racing after that intense exchange with your boss because you really, really need this job and you haven't been able to hold one down for more than a year and you keep getting stuck in dead-end positions with little or no translatable skills, you should obsess over being interrupted and upstaged by your friends every time you try to say something you think is meaningful. Do they really even care what you think? That burn you got from the lamination machine, it's a blister now, so maybe you should pop it. Or will it just get infected? The guy who didn't yield at the yield sign. Maybe when I pay off my student loans, I'll buy a Tesla too, jerk. That freckle you just noticed. Your mom survived cancer, so maybe you'll make it too, because I mean, come on, this is definitely cancer. The tear in your stockings, the new pair you just bought last week, snagged on the neighbor's overgrown bushes, which you've told him 100 times to trim back. The mushrooms in your salad, because you asked for no mushrooms, and now it's completely ruined, because why the hell should you have to pick mushrooms, which you hate, out of your salad? You don't work like a dog and take crap from your pig of a boss just to have to deal with this, do you? The computer crash that destroyed hours and hours of unsaved work. That new laptop was top of the line and cost a 3-month salary. And by God, someone at Apple will be hearing from you. Uncle Jim's 5-alarm fire-roasted chili, which isn't sitting so well with you now, and you just had to have extra cheese, because just look at that spare tire. Did you really need the cheese? The dentist and his x-ray machine, which, how many times does he have to zap you anyway? No wonder you have that freckle. And that TV anchor on cable news. You could get a fake tan and make ridiculous guesses based on unsourced information, too. And every day, without fail, you should consider yourself as blameless.
Prayer Before Battle, Vanessa Willoughby. I'm not built to upstage a visiting statue. Shall I turn to witchcraft or religion? My mother's superior valued inanimate objects without discrimination, her needles carrying the same weight as her flimsy nail files. Falling down like a horse would smash to smithereens kneecaps, the shape of your jaw gives you a godly profile, hands like matching dumbbells. New York, I outgrew my role as family martyr, changed my name, bought x-ray vision. California, I called you as I saw you, not by your pet name or your honeyed bedroom name, but a five-alarm fire. I have nothing left to give, nothing worthy of a fair exchange. I toss my last life off our roof with the rest of your suits. I have nothing left to give you except anxiety. The weed translates static, and I hear the click, click, click of the FBI wiretapping the house phone. I have nothing but your musty books on obscure deities, devoured like prescriptions, essays by Randolph Bourne, your cramped notes struggling to breathe in the corners. You tried to give skeletons lungs. You know when to cradle me, give me vodka as charity. Your silence turns me into a video girl who shatters your precious marble to pieces.